issues.
You became a nurse for a lot of reasons. You care about people and you love taking care of them. Being a nurse is who you are. But today, many medical facilities require nursing candidates to have bachelor's degrees. So you're probably going to want to have that degree. But you work. You may have a family. How can you possibly fit getting your bachelor's degree in your already tight schedule? With the online RN to BSN Bridge Program at Independence University, our online learning model helps you balance your work, your family, and your desire to move up in your nursing career. Class sizes are small and personal, and we're 100% focused on helping you through the program so you can earn your degree. An IU's online RN to BSN program is accredited by the Commission on Collegiate Nursing Education. Our goal is to help you achieve your goals. Independence University's online RN to BSN program. Call now.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986.
Welcome to the Garden America Radio Show, the country's most listened to gardening program. This is your chance to talk about gardening, horticulture, landscaping, in fact, anything that has to do in the world of gardening. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825. Or send us your questions and comments to john@gardenamerica.com. Now, here's Brian Main, John Bagnasco, and Tiger Palafox on Biz Talk Radio and the Garden America Radio Network.
Welcome to hour number two. Welcome to all of our listeners. Welcome to our viewers on Facebook Live. We do appreciate you being right there with us. It is 855-424-9825 if you want to ask a question via the telephone, as we used to do so much of the time, or john@gardenamerica.com. A lot of people prefer Facebook Live as we interact with each other. Questions, comments, you can even talk to each other. Good first hour, great information. We talked last week about Christmas trees. It is that time of the year. So anything on your mind, you can take it in any direction. We'll do our best to answer your questions. And this hour is open phones. I should say open email, open Facebook, because no guest is scheduled.
Right. So it's time to answer those questions.
It's all up to you. Keep the show rolling with those questions and comments because, again, we are guest-free this hour. John's a bit under the weather, but he said I can hang in there for one more hour.
Awesome. So what a trooper.
We're going to let him go after the hour to relax and get better.
Well, you know, we took that whole break and a lot of discussion on how we were going to give away these two games.
Yes.
I think we're going to end up using Brian's idea.
Which was?
You want me to tell people?
I'd like you to tell people because we haven't heard enough from you this show.
Okay, so we have two games, and they're called Who Knows the Rose? And they're matching games. Like
concentration.
We used to call them concentration, right?
Right.
And what you get is 50 different varieties of roses. And you turn them upside down, obviously, and then flip them over two cards at a time, try to get a match, and whoever gets the most matches wins.
Now, the key to this is when you flip over a card and don't make a match, and you continue to play the game, and you find that same card someplace else, you have to remember where it was the first time you flipped it over.
Right.
So last week, the game that we played, or the contest we had, was because it was during the wildfires, John had said, whoever can name a rose with fire in the name?
Related to fire.
Right. And we gave away three of them. We gave away Facebook,
an email,
and then
and
a
the
listener.
Phone. And the phone, right?
Yeah, correct.
So you could phone, you could answer on Facebook.
So do we only have two?
Or email.
So this time we only have two.
So we're going to do
Facebook and email.
Facebook and email?
Shall we? What do you think, John?
Let's do Facebook and phone.
You want to do phone?
Yeah.
Okay, Facebook. That's fine.
Okay.
That's good.
If you do it to the phone.
The first caller.
Yeah, it's the first caller, obviously, but it gives everybody a chance.
Right. Yeah.
And some people don't have Facebook.
Right.
Right, that's true.
A computer.
Yeah.
So this way they'll have a chance.
Okay, now, as far as Facebook, we're going to take the first answer we see on our
comments.
Facebook page.
Right, so if you're the first one.
And you'll know, that's very fair because everyone can see who the first one that you'll be.
Right.
And
people are going to start answering right now.
Yeah, there's no way to cheat on that one, right, Brian?
What's that?
No way for us to cheat on that.
No cheating. Now we have to
it's right there for everybody to see.
Figure out how we're going to do it.
Is the phone, but what's the phone number that people should use?
I'm glad you asked, John. That phone number is toll-free, by the way. It's 855-424-9825. 855-424-9825. Again, that's 855-424-9825. The first one in when we ask the question. So it's Facebook and it's the telephone.
Yeah.
All right. So what
should
we... By the
way, I think the... I'm not positive, but I think the cost of these games is like $29.99.
You are correct. And they're going to be flying out the door.
The price is right.
That's a different game, but that's okay, Tiger.
That's right.
Okay, so how do you want to...
Tiger can play that while everyone else is playing.
How do you want to give these away, John?
All right. So one question, and the first person, again, to put it on Facebook or to call the number that Brian just gave. And we were talking about the Douglas fir last hour, right?
Yes, we were.
Discovered by David Douglas. And we mentioned how the species or the genus name was Pseudotsuga, which in English translates to false hemlock.
Okay, keep it right? Keep it simple now. Keep this simple.
Okay, but the species name was Menziei. So all I want to know is, who was the species named after?
Do you remember that, Tiger?
No, I'm Googling it.
Well, you guys are void where, as Brian would say, void where prohibited anyway.
Okay, so present that question again to make sure we
who
understand.
Who is the species of Douglas fir named after?
Okay.
Not David Douglas, but it's Pseudotsuga menziei. So.
Okay, which is the pseudo name.
So where does Menziei come from? That's
okay.
What
where does that? Yeah, where does that come from? So 855-424-9825 or Facebook Live on the page as everyone is talking back and forth and asking questions.
And these cost about $10 to $15 to mail out. So if nobody gets it right, we save around $30.
Put that back in the piggy bank, right?
There you go.
No, I would say that if nobody gets this, then we'll just start to dumb down our questions.
I think, no, it's a good question.
It is a good question.
A fair question.
No, absolutely.
Somebody was listening and remembering. This is a great person who remembers for the memory matching game.
Oh, that's right.
That's right.
Look at that. So not only are you getting a good game, but you'll be good at this game.
Yes, you will.
There you go.
John already gave us.
So far, it doesn't look like anybody would be good at the game.
Nobody on Facebook is answering. I mean, now, we do have people that are joining us probably, too, for the first time. They were not here during hour number one.
Oh, that's right.
Uh-oh.
So if nobody gets it, we'll come up with another question.
Okay.
That's all.
All right.
We just want to see if anybody from last hour, you know, how it's kind of to see how well you are paying attention, I guess.
I know, because I always tell you during the break, Brian, nobody pays attention to anything I say. And you agree.
And now it looks like the viewers agree.
That's right.
But we'll see. In the meantime...
What are you doing for Christmas? Where are you going? Are you guys going to stay at home?
Actually, Dana is going up to see her father in San Francisco. No, I've got to do... I'm on cat duty.
In San Francisco? I thought he lived in Oregon.
They do. They're coming down to the Bay Area to visit Dana's sister. So we were both going to fly up there. He's 99, by the way.
Wow.
And he'll be 100 in July. I'm going to stay and do cat duty. We were both going to go, but it's simpler. I've got... it's like watching three kids. You know, you want to hire a babysitter or somebody, but you put it this way, Tiger. It'd be like asking somebody to watch five Isaacs.
Oh, my goodness. Hey, cats are that hard?
Well, these are special needs cats. Yeah, you'd think they'd just sleep all day.
Right.
And do nothing. Trust me, it's like running a daycare center. So that's what I'll be alone for Christmas with the cats, John.
Aww.
I'm alone for Christmas. You can count on that.
Nobody's gotten your answer yet.
No.
But I found it.
So you know the name.
I know the name.
All right.
Yeah. So I feel smart right now.
Well, we'll come up with another question after the break if no one gets it before the
break.
Sure. Yeah. Right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
In the meantime, got to keep the show rolling.
Yeah,
if somebody wants to ask us a question, Brian, what was the number again?
Yes. Well, by phone, my question by phone is 855-424-9825. Also, John, that's john@gardenamerica.com or right there on Facebook Live.
Tiger, do you guys still have poinsettias?
Yes,
at your store?
Yes,
because you were
do.
Telling during the first hour, you were mentioning that it's kind of late to be buying a Christmas tree, even though some people buy those like the night before put them up.
Some people, that's their tradition.
Yeah.
The night before?
Or that Santa brings the tree.
Oh, that's right.
You're going to be in a new house,
yeah.
So you can start some new traditions.
Right.
You have
right.
a chimney?
I have a chimney.
Nice. Okay, let's go to the telephone, 855-424-9825. Charles is online, and Charles believes he has the answer. Hey, Charles, welcome to the show. What is the answer to the question, and where are you calling from, my friend?
San Luis Obispo.
All right, buddy. What is the answer to our question?
It was hard to find, but Archibald Menzies.
That's right.
That's
exactly
correct.
Right, Charles. Congratulations.
Good old Archie.
Well, I wish I had some, you know, congratulatory music here. Anyway, tell him what he won, John.
Well, Charles is going to win the Who Knows the Rose game, and I'll mail that out on Monday, so you'll have it in plenty of time for everyone to play around the Christmas tree on the following Monday. But Charles needs to hold on the line and make sure that he gives his address. And
well, now, last week, we had him email you the address. Do you want him to do, which way do you want to go this time?
And can you email me the address? Is that easy for you, Charles?
Sure.
Okay, just send it to john@gardenamerica.com, and I'll make sure I send
so.
It out.
Okay, Charles,
right,
congratulations. San
yeah.
Luis Obispo, that's john@gardenamerica.com. Okay, there's one down,
there's
one to go.
There's a lot of smart people in San Luis Obispo.
Yeah, it is. It's one of the smarter plant capitals of the world.
Right. Now, we have to come up with another question for the second game because, okay. obviously, since he gave the answer
yes.
out on air.
I know, everybody.
Everybody knows what it is.
Now, this will be fair for those that are just joining us on Facebook Live as well.
Yeah,
but you know what we have.
But you've got to be ready to go on Facebook because we're going to make it easy next
time. Right.
Week.
So we're going to take a break right now. So if you do have a thinking cap around, put it on. We're going to come back and ask you a question, and then resume the show with your questions and comments on Facebook Live or john@gardenamerica.com. So a question coming up after the break. Tiger Palafox, I'm Brian Main. John Begnasco, thank you for tuning in. Welcome to Garden America, live on Facebook, and boy, streaming throughout the entire world. Biz Talk Radio.
Do you have insects on your roses? Do you have borers damaging your trees and shrubs due to stress or the drought? This is Tiger Palafox with Garden America Radio. Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench is a great product that will give you season-long protection against many insects. Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench can act as a preventer or a curative for insects that suck, chew, or bore on your plants. This may be the easiest product to use. Simply measure, mix in a bucket, and pour around the base of the tree. One application can last up to a full year. Protect your trees with Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench. Find it at your local independent nursery or Fertilome.com.
It's bare root fruit tree season, and you probably have a million questions. Which fruits will grow well here? What are the tastiest fruits? How do I care for them? The answers? They're just a click away with the informative fruit tube videos at DaveWilson.com. That's Dave Wilson Nursery, the nation's largest grower of fruit trees for the backyard garden. They have planting tips, taste test results, and links to nurseries in your area that carry Dave Wilson fruit trees. Your harvest to better health begins at DaveWilson.com.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618. National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
It is Garden America, Saturday morning. I guess if you're back east, it is Saturday afternoon. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Festivus for the rest of us. Whatever you celebrate, we're glad that you're with us this morning here. Tiger, John, I'm Brian, and we've got a question coming up for those that want to try to win this game.
Yeah, you know, we also, John, on Facebook complimented the studio, Brian.
Well, thank you, John.
And
appreciate that.
With that compliment, I thought, you know...
What did you think?
Well, I looked at the picture and I thought,
nothing.
It is a nice studio, but where's the Christmas decorations?
Oh, yeah.
You know, there's no tree. There's no lights.
There's no wreath.
Yeah.
You wouldn't know what time of year it was if you were just watching for the first time.
Exactly.
Would you?
No.
Anyway, that's a good shot of you, John. I got to make sure John's in all these shots. He tends to come and go in these camera
angles. Well, you
know what?
My Facebook is just static. It's not moving.
Oh, that's a shame.
I don't know why.
Thus the frustration. Okay, we have one more game to give away. I want to give you a chance to win that game with an easy question.
This will be easier. Our good friend, Ping Lim. Ping is one of the top rose breeders in the world. And he now is a breeder for Altman Plants in Vista, California. The first person to type in on Facebook any rose that Ping has bred will win the game.
You think that's an easy question?
Yeah, no. Oh, it's easy to look up.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So any rose that he's had anything to do with as
that
far as...
That he has bred, personally bred.
Okay, spell...
So any rose bred
spell
by...
Spell his name for people.
Ping?
Yeah, well, P-I-N-G.
Right.
And?
L-I-M.
L-I-M, Ping Lim.
Right.
Ping, I make sure there's no B in there. Ping Lim, L-I-M.
No, that's if you're out on one.
Okay. So look up any rose that he has bred... or has had anything to do with as far as being responsible for introducing it to the general public. Is that right, John?
That's right.
Okay, and type that in on Facebook. We'll be keeping track, and we'll be watching.
Ah, speaking of roses, Becky Hook just joined Facebook, who has a rose nursery in France.
Really?
Yeah, and grows roses... what we call old garden roses or heirloom roses, mm-hmm. heritage roses. Mm-hmm. And one of the most knowledgeable people in old roses that I've ever met.
Maybe she's going to answer the question.
Well, I don't know what she knows about modern roses or if she knows Ping, but if she does, she is welcome to guess. But then we've got to mail this off to France. I don't know.
Hey, another thing on the rose topic and goes kind of across the board. John, what do you think with this, I would say, very abnormal weather cycle that we're having, where we haven't had we had zero rain,
uh-huh.
we're having a way above average temperatures during the daytime right now. For those deciduous plants like roses, stone fruits, things like that, what are the effects that we see later on those plants? Because I know, for instance, they tell you make sure your roses go dormant if you can, you know, because next year they give you bigger blossoms and perform better and things. So they want that rest period. But when you just simply can't rest a plant, is the next year a less than stellar year for all of that stuff?
That's a really good question. I was surprised looking out at the roses in my yard yesterday that these are some of the nicest blooms I've had all year.
I'm still blooming, too.
I mean, they're spectacular. Huge flowers really look good.
And they're spectacular.
Oh, that's a good word.
It is a good word.
I have to use that.
but you're right.
But the problem is going to be for... When do you get bare root roses?
Yeah, we get them in right now. So we're getting in.
So the problem is if it hasn't been cold enough in the fields, they don't go completely dormant.
Right.
And it's more difficult to transplant. So you may have more loss when you go to replant those roses. But then the
following spring, do they perform as good?
They really should go dormant in order to do their best. And there are ways you can make them go dormant. For instance, you can spray with...
Withhold water.
That'll help. No, you can stop watering. That'll help. Make sure you don't cut the flowers off. Let them set hips.
Right.
But I'm trying to think. My mind just went blank. What is the spray that you use to knock all the leaves off the roses?
Knock all the leaves? Oh.
Yeah, it's the same thing they use for olives.
Oh, Florel.
Florel.
The fruit.
Right.
Where they...
Yeah. Yeah. You can spray your roses with Florel. It'll knock all the leaves off. And some people do that even in a normal year. If you've got climbing roses or roses with a lot of leaves that you can't pull them all off, they'll just spray with Florel.
Oh. And then that'll save energy for the next coming season.
Well, it tells them to go dormant, rest. They don't need to rest that long, really.
No.
Most roses will do well in Southern California, where we are, except for some of the colder, more European type.
I've got a very nice varieties. Bloom on a rose right now. I should have taken a picture of it.
It would last
beautiful.
Longer.
We're back to second grade.
We have a winner.
We have a winner!
Yeah, okay, on our Facebook.
Who is the name?
Janice Miles. And she picked Macy's Pride. And that rose by Ping is a yellow hybrid, I don't know. It just says New England's best shrub in 2005.
Oh, it's a shrub then.
Yeah.
A
shrub rose from Ping. So congratulations, Janice. We'll send a note to you and get your info and send off your wonderful Who Knows the Rose
you know,
game.
Now, how did we get the Facebook winner's address last week?
Jan, if you send me an email to john@gardenamerica.com, but I happen to have her address anyway.
Oh, okay.
But it'll just be easier.
Well, congratulations,
Jan. Well, Jan's a big supporter of the Save the Roses auction every year. And... some of the roses that you auctioned off this year were roses she won.
Very good.
And I have to tell you, we were talking about how much people know about roses. Ping is a good friend of mine. And if I started writing down all the roses that he bred...
It would take you 5 years.
It wouldn't take me 5 years, but I never would have thought of Macy's Pride, ever.
Really?
Yeah. So I'm very impressed that Jan won that.
She should get a bonus prize, I guess, for that one. Anyway, congratulations to our winners. I think it was Chuck or Charles from San Luis Obispo.
Hey, and Jan from Brentwood, California.
Brentwood, California, so congratulations. I think we should try to come up with something to give away each week if we can, or every other week or something.
Oh, yeah, we should.
It's fun. Get
you know what?
Involved.
I can come up with the prizes if you and Tiger will be responsible for mailing them out.
That's always the hard part.
Yeah, well, you've done such a good job. Yeah. Why would I want to spoil what you've nourished and what you've developed?
I mean, when a running back takes five plays and takes the ball down the field, do you really want to give it to someone else, John, to put it in the end zone?
You know what? He's right.
You give it to that running back.
You know what? That's exactly right. You're on a roll, John.
We have another question, though, from Rick.
All right,
and
Rick.
And it is, how hard is it to start Japanese maples from cuttings, and do you do it?
And you're going to answer that after the break, aren't you?
Exactly.
Very good, Rick. Keep those questions coming in for the rest of you on Facebook Live. Questions, comments, we'd love to hear from you. You can also try John at GardenAmerica.com. As we approach 30 minutes after the hour to our friends on the East Coast, we say good afternoon. The rest of us, it is still a good Saturday morning. I'm Brian Main, John Begnasco, Tiger Palafox. Thank you for tuning in to Garden America. Going to take a break. We are coming right back.
Have you heard about Biz TV? Biz TV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the first national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. Small businesses drive America forward, generating 64% of all new jobs in the last decade. With over 30 million small businesses in the U.S., shouldn't you be watching Biz TV? With the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners, Biz TV is the network you should be watching. Success stories. New ideas turned into businesses. Programs full of sales tips, goal setting, how to manage, how to raise capital, and improving work-life balance. BizTV is for those who want to succeed. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Do you want to fly somewhere, anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call MyFlightSearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call MyFlightSearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now.
Call 800-303-3398. 800-303-3398. That's 800-303-3398. Call now. 800-303-3398.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit doesn't matter. No credit? Doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce, it just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now and drive off as early as today. Just go to 11ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.11ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 11ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
Back here on your Saturday, thank you so much for joining us at about 35 minutes after the hour. Brian Main, Tiger Palafox, John Begnasco. Questions, John at GardenAmerica.com, or as most people prefer these days, right there on Facebook Live. And we do have a question, right, Tiger? Or do we?
We have a question.
Leading into the break, you were going to address something.
What was I thinking about?
Wow.
I know what it is, but I'm not telling you guys.
Of all the people to remember,
you remembered.
Of all the people to remember, it was John.
But good thing. I want to play this memory game with you guys.
You know what? It was a great tease, too.
Whoa, what was it now?
I forget. You had me going.
Yes, Rick from Grants Pass, Oregon.
There we go.
Wanted to know how to start Japanese maples from cuttings, and can it be done?
And that's because I remember asking the question, but then John was the one that was going to answer it, because I definitely have not started Japanese maples from cuttings.
Good thing John is here today.
Well, Japanese maples are not as big in Southern California because of the heat. Mm-hmm. They just don't do as well as they do in areas like Northern California or Oregon.
And when we say heat, we want to be specific in the sense they like winter weather. Because they can tolerate the heat. They just need that cold.
It doesn't get cold enough down here, is that right?
Yeah.
You know, it's not the cold so much with Japanese maples. With other maples it is. Hmm. But they don't like the salt in the soil. Mm-hmm. By summertime, every Japanese maple in Southern California has burned edges on the leaves.
Too acidic.
And you don't have... No, it's too alkaline.
Alkaline, I mean, sorry, yes.
But you don't have that up in... Northern California
or Sacramento
or Oregon.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you can, there's many, many hundreds of cultivars of Japanese maples, and to get the same maple, it has to either be started from a cutting, or some weak varieties are actually grafted onto seedling rootstock. Mm. So, but if it's one you want to try with cuttings, it's really not that difficult to do. You make the cuttings, pull off the bottom leaves, dip the cutting in a rooting hormone, and then stick it in a container that's half perlite and half peat moss. And then stick a Coke bottle over the top of it, you know, cut out the bottom.
You create your own microclimate.
Yeah.
And then you can do that any time of year?
I don't know if you can do it in the winter. I've never done it in the winter, but I'm thinking that it might work if you wanted to try. It's not going to hurt anything. Rick mentions that it's 32 degrees up there in Grants Pass today.
Wow.
You want to take the cuttings from the ends of the branches. You always want smaller cuttings and definitely dip them in the rooting hormone, but they might root and be ready for spring. Another way you can do it is by air layering. Air layering works really well, and you do that right on the plant, and then once the roots have filled up the little mossy area where you've mm-hmm. done your air layering, you can just put that right in a container.
Okay, Rick, there you go. Hope that answers your question.
Yeah.
So the answer is yes, and that's how to do it. A couple of three ways.
One of my favorite plants growing up, Japanese maple.
Really?
Yeah, and I still love them, but it's just one of those love-hates because I live in San Diego.
What drew you to it?
They're beautiful.
Yeah,
they really are.
There's a lot of varieties, like you mentioned. And
the cut leaf varieties are the ones that are the ones that really attract people, and those are horrible down here.
Yeah, gosh, they look so miserable. You might as
they're
well
nice for
a
about
weed.
6 weeks in the spring, and that's
But the look of them, the variations,
they're graceful. They're so graceful,
and just the compact nature that the tree has. It's always been something that whenever I've seen it in a landscape. Uh-huh. It inspires that landscape because it's definitely one of those standout, doesn't need anything else around it to be looking amazing.
Anything else around it would take away from its own beauty.
Yeah, exactly. So that's my favorite plant by far is the Japanese maple. I just wish I could grow them better. They'll grow, but it'd be better if they were nice looking.
They look good for 6 weeks, as John said, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's about it. There is a way that Brian, you mentioned the acidity in the soil, and the more acid you make the soil, the longer they stay green. So if you treat them like an azalea or a camellia here in Southern California, they'll look nicer for a longer period of time. It's surprising they still grow.
Right.
Even though the leaves are all burned up.
Well, that's the funniest thing. People bring them in and they say there's a problem with it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know what's funny is that there is a problem.
San Diego,
but
that's
it's still
your problem.
Pushing out new growth.
Yeah, exactly. It's fine.
So it keeps growing.
Well, they're very tenacious then, aren't they, despite everything it has going against it?
Well, kind of like what I was hinting at when John mentioned the problem is the heat, is that but they actually can grow in quite hot regions. I mean, Stockton, California, Sacramento. Those all get 90, 100-degree temperatures.
Yeah, very hot up there.
And the Japanese maples, you'll go up there, and they still look pretty, but that's also because they get 20 inches of rain, and they don't rely on city water all the time. And, you know, they do go dormant in the wintertime because it does drop down into the 30s in those regions as well. So, you know, it's a great plant. So, I think we answered Rick's questions when it comes to being able to graft them, propagate them, have some fun with the Japanese maples up there in Oregon.
You know, I'm thinking that you can, I guess maybe we really should not be surprised that they do well, even though the leaves burn, because I was just thinking of another plant that does really well in Southern California and the leaves burn because of the salt, and it's avocados.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
Every single avocado this time of year will have burned leaves on it.
And there's avocado trees everywhere.
And people come in again, same thing.
What's wrong?
Come into the nursery and they're like, oh, it just happened. 2 weeks and it's looking horrible. And I'm like, yeah, but look at the tips. It's pushing out the new growth already.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just what it looks like right now.
Right.
Oh. Are there any avocado trees that do better than others in this climate?
I tend to see the little cotto looking better than most other ones during this time of year. But that could just be maybe a nursery thing. But
well, there's dwarf avocados you can grow in containers, like maybe Little Cottle or Holiday.
Holiday.
And if you grow those in large containers, you can control the watering so you can leach the salt out of the soil.
Sure.
And they're going to look a little bit better. But once they're in the ground, especially in a dry year like we've had this year, there's been no rain to leach the salt out of the soil.
We started off the year, though, with a lot of rain, then just boom.
Right. Yeah, avocados looked everything.
Everything
in Southern California looked good.
Yeah.
So another thing in the news this week, speaking of the trees in the rain, was the study that the California Forestry Department did. And they, because of the wildfires and because of the drought, they want to start thinning out forest. Because they've gotten so dense because of protection and everything else,
right?
That they're saying that's contributing to the overall health of the forest because they have too many trees, which all the trees become weak, which then can get invaded by a beetle or disease or something. But if they thin the forest, that at least gives the trees that are in there a opportunity to fight off some of the disease, the beetle, and things like that.
So we have too many trees.
They're saying we have too many trees densely populating areas, and it's just because they've been so protected for so long. So the forestry department's going in, you know, one of their things for next year is going to start to push and thinning out some of these forests to hopefully bring the forest health back up.
Does that mean we're going to have more paper next year?
Why not? They're going to do away with emails to be able to absorb it, and everybody's going to have to start sending letters again.
You know, it's funny how people use email more than anything now, and the phone's kind of secondary.
Oh, yeah.
But reverse that. Can you imagine if back in the 1800s they developed email? And so for 100 years, everyone is just, you know, typing and using forms of communication that way. And then 20 years ago, somebody says, hey, I developed a telephone. You can actually talk to people. You can talk to them?
Yeah.
Everybody would be talking to everybody.
Right.
They'd say, I don't want to type, I want to talk. And it's just the opposite. People would rather text than call. I think that's an interesting dichotomy there.
Yeah, it goes back and forth. Talking, talking, writing.
Yeah. Well, if you email or text somebody, you don't have to answer back.
Right.
When you're talking to them, they expect an answer.
That's my excuse to John all the time. I don't know. I don't get it.
I don't get it.
I didn't get the email, John. Sorry.
John's doing his research right now. I can tell. He's got that look on his face.
Oh. Do you want to know what I'm trying to do?
It looks like you're looking
at the Facebook video.
I'm trying to get back on Facebook.
The expression on his face is like he's looking at sites that he shouldn't be looking at.
I'm looking at what I'm wearing. And so I know that that's the wrong Facebook.
Oh, he's looking at previous shows.
Yeah. I don't know where I am. I'm dizzy.
What are we going to do with him? Where'd we go. Where'd we get him?
Yeah. Put it back.
It says click for more.
Yeah, that's what you want to do. Click for more, and it should expand the page.
Oh.
And then you'll see all the comments.
Yeah.
And you're just in time, John, because we're going to take a break. We have one more segment coming up. Questions, comments, Facebook Live. We would appreciate that. John@GardenAmerica.com. Or if you do want to pick up the phone and call us, especially after that little conversation about the telephone, 855-424-9825. I'm Brian Main. John Bagnasco, Tiger Palafox. This is Garden America coming right back. Stay with us.
This is Joe Lample from Growing a Greener World. With the environment in mind, I recommend Milorganite organic nitrogen fertilizer for all your growing needs. From plants to people, active growth requires energy, nutrients, and a balanced diet. Nutrient-rich Milorganite feeds the soil and plants for up to 3 months. The organic nitrogen is slow release and won't burn plants even during hot, dry weather. Trust the fertilizer proven effective for 90 years. Milorganite, for better results naturally. Visit Milorganite.com for a garden center near you.
Do you have a small yard and think you don't have the room for fruit trees? Well, think again. Dave Wilson Nursery wants to show you how to grow great-tasting fruits like peaches, apples, pluots, and much more in small areas, even in patio containers, too. It's called Backyard Orchard Culture. You get step-by-step information via the fruit tube videos at DaveWilson.com. That's where you'll find the closest nursery to you that carries Dave Wilson's quality fruit trees. Start the backyard orchard of your dreams at DaveWilson.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-6812 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-6812. Again, that's 800-711-6812.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825. Or John at GardenAmerica.com.
It is Garden America, and it is our final segment, guys. We're going to make it through this. John's fighting through and not feeling too well. He'll be able to go home and relax, and we'll go from there. Facebook Live still for the next several minutes, 855-424-9825. Also, John at GardenAmerica.com with your questions and comments.
You know what's really good for a cold is lemongrass tea.
Lemongrass tea?
Yeah, lemongrass tea. It's a giant herbal grass. I mean, this it almost looks like a Mexican feather, not a Mexican feather grass, the penicetum, just the basic green penicetum. It gets about 3.5 feet tall, 4.5 feet wide, this big mountain of grass.
Really?
And the blades are very serrated, so if you kind of rub your hand through them, it'll actually cut your hand a little bit, kind of like a paper cut. But what you do is you pull some of the foliage off, steep it in some tea, put a little bit of honey in it, and that's supposed to be really good when you have a cold or sore throat.
Lemongrass is hard to find in garden centers because it can only be propagated by division, right?
Yeah, right.
Where other grasses, they can grow from seed.
Seed.
Yeah.
Right. But
so are you going to do that, John? Take his advice?
No.
He doesn't have any lemongrass, probably.
I don't. My neighbor does, though.
Oh, there you go.
I was... That reminds me of a story I heard once.
I love it when you tell stories.
I don't know if it's true, though. But at the time, I thought it was true.
Does it start out with once upon a time?
No, it's there's a lot of herbs mentioned in the Bible.
Yes.
And there's a scripture that says, "Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be made clean." And I'm not sure where it's from. But and hyssop is always sold as an herb. Used to be, you go into any herb department in a garden center and you'd find hyssop. It's kind of a nice ornamental plant, too. But science has never found any medicinal value in hyssop. Mm. And so it seemed odd that that was a scriptural reference to almost a healing-type property. Mm. And then the way I heard this story, and again, I don't know if it's true because as you get old, you forget sources of things.
Yes.
But I heard that they discovered a mold growing on the leaves of hyssop that had penicillin-type properties or produced penicillin. And so therefore would you have the medicinal quality to it.
Interesting.
Yeah.
You think that's Old Testament?
That scripture's from the Old Testament.
Right.
I'm not sure where. It sounds like Psalms or... I'm sure we have lots of listeners out there who know
right
exactly
away
what we're talking about and are thinking, you heathen, this comes from here. Maybe I'll look that up while Tiger tells us his. You know, I wanted to mention early we were talking about.
Okay, let's go to the phones. We've got a question.
All right.
855.
I'll put my story on hold.
Okay,
right
855-424-9825. Who do we have with us? And welcome to the show.
Hello?
You're on the air. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Oh. This is Bob from the Pomo, California.
Hello, Bob. What's going on?
About probably 4 months ago or so, I went online and saw how to take a pineapple, cut it, and you take all the green off till, like, the roots are showing, and you plant it, which I did, and I watered, like it said, and it's still perfectly green, but it has not grown not even a centimeter. But it's not dead because all the leaves are green.
Yeah, it probably won't grow much during the winter. Pineapples are in the bromeliad family, and a lot of bromeliads are epiphytes. You know, they don't even grow in soil. They just grow up in trees. So they can continue to live for quite a while. Now, pineapple's a terrestrial bromeliad, so it does need to grow in the ground. But you need to make sure that the soil drains really well, almost a sandy-type mix or something with a lot of perlite, so that that basal area, which is going to develop the roots, doesn't rot. And it probably will take most of the winter. It will just sit there, but it'll start to slowly put out roots, and then in the spring it should take off.
Okay. How long will it take to get the pineapple?
Usually takes 2 years.
2 years?
And
yeah.
2 years.
Two years.
Yeah.
And then when it does...
one pineapple?
Yes,
yep.
To get one pineapple.
He's not happy with that answer.
Yeah, you don't want to start growing them in your backyard and think you're going to sell them at the local market and make money.
No.
Oh, no. So, I eat a lot of fresh pineapple in my smoothie.
Yeah.
So I better not grow one. I didn't realize it's going to take 2 years to make one. How come so long?
Well, mainly because we're here in California. Mm. It would not take quite as long if you were in a tropical climate.
Or a greenhouse.
Or in a greenhouse, right.
Yeah, so if it's something that you wanted to propagate because you use it a lot, you might think about investing in not even a full-size greenhouse. You can just make one of those little hothouses that sits 2 feet above the soil, and as long as you control the environment, then the pineapples grow much quicker. I think they turn around pretty quick for Hawaii, which is their ideal environment. I'm thinking it's 6 to 8 months is their turnaround.
If you go to Hawaii, they serve pineapple with everything.
Yeah.
You go to McDonald's, no matter what you order, there's a slice of pineapple with it.
Yeah, so you know, it's because their turnaround in their environment is so fast.
I bought one of those slicers, and I eat them in my smoothies. But, I mean, what I did was I put a steak with the level so I could see it, how much it grows. I mean, it hasn't grown zero at all. in 4 months.
Yeah.
We're not laughing at you. We're laughing with you.
Yeah, so. You can always move to southern Florida or Hawaii, and you'll get quicker growth.
Or just be patient.
But otherwise, just be patient. And make sure you keep it warm during the winter. Don't let it get cold.
Yeah, keep it warm. Yeah, good point.
So what should I do with it during the winter? Take it inside or just cover it?
Yeah, it would be best to grow it in a large-size container. Maybe 5 gallon would be big enough. And then during the winter, just bring it indoors.
Okay.
Hey, thank you for the phone call. You betcha. We're out of time.
Okay.
Hey, that's going to do it, guys. Until next week. So,
hey, Psalm 51:7 is where that scripture
is. Psalm 51:7.
Right.
It makes a lot of sense.
Up and I shall be clean. Right.
Okay. Thank you. That's the Bible quote of the week, and John will have more of those next week, along with the quote of the week. Hey, thank you so much for tuning in. We appreciate you watching on Facebook Live and tuning in wherever you are here from Biz Talk Radio.
Merry Christmas to everybody.
Yeah, Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Happy Hanukkah. Whatever you celebrate, we do appreciate you tuning in. And we will get back and do it again next week here, Facebook Live. And, of course, any questions right there on Facebook Live or john@gardenamerica.com. Until then, have a great week and get growing America. Take care.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.